So every one of those casualty numbers is a person, and everyone who's directly affected by the war in Syria has a story, but most don't get to share theirs with a large audience. We're going to hear another of those stories now, as told by a 16-year-old Syrian girl, Wala al-Alawi. That's not her real name. Wala is in Jordan now. After attending a workshop led by an American filmmaker, Wala made a short autobiographical film of her own titled The Girl Whose Shadow Reflects the Moon, just 5 minutes long. It's impressionistic and magical. Wala's narration is youthful and tender, but also world-weary for a girl of 16. Wala takes you through events from her past that no one, much less a seventh grader, should have to witness, like when she was walking home from school in her hometown of Dara with two friends. As usual, Wala says she was in the middle because she was the tallest.
I could hear something. Psst. My friend fell to the ground. The gunshot went through her head. My other friend, a gunshot went through her back, and she fell. I stood there from shock. All I could think of is, how can a shot go through like that? My friend was saying, Wala, I don't want to die. I'm still young. This moment in my entire life, I will never forget it.
Wala produced The Girl Whose Shadow Reflects the Moon after learning the basics of video production in a six-week workshop with American filmmaker Laura Doggett. Laura wanted to teach the young Syrian refugees in Jordan how to tell their own stories on video after hearing them complain that media coverage by Western reporters didn't capture their reality.
The girls themselves felt that the reporting was a bit black and white. Well, I was already a storyteller, so she was already writing stories on her own. I think she had even gone as far to try and figure out how she could take a filmmaking class online, but, you know, that she doesn't have internet.
I reached Wala via Skype at her home in Erbid, Jordan, with the help of translator Tasnim Togoj, who was a co-facilitator of the video workshop. I asked Wala why she'd made her five-minute film.
Because I have, even when I was back in Syria, I had so many dreams and so many goals and aims that I wanted to reach, and everything just didn't feel like was enough for me. And because we live in such a closed society, it just seemed like I wasn't able to reach anywhere, especially with the people that are around me, the people that I know. They don't think the way that I think.
Wala said it's difficult for teenage refugees like her to tell the stories that haunt them. Working in video, though, offered some new options.
As a girl, I wanted to portray what was going on in the Arab world. And using this workshop, using film, I was able to show this to the people around me. However, I can't speak more about it because I don't feel comfortable.
I tried to ask Wala more questions about her film and her dreams, but she grew tense and many of her answers ended abruptly. I knew that her mother was in the room, and I asked Tasnim, our translator, to see if that was the problem.
I just asked her right now, we wanted to ask you more about your stories and stuff. And she said, I would love to tell you, but I feel like I can't speak. Yeah, she feels like she's being suffocated by her mom. That's the word she used.
And with that, our interview ended. Wala said she'd try to continue the conversation with our producer at another site. We asked our translator why Wala would feel uncomfortable answering such seemingly straightforward questions, even with family members in the room.
You're going to have to look at it from an Arab society kind of point of view. They have all these traditions, and she's just breaking all the traditions one after the other. So to them, what she's doing is not something that's worthy of what she should be doing, which is, you know, okay, study, then just get married, and that's about it. Her parents and siblings kind of give her a hard time and make her feel, you know, like she isn't worth anything because of the things that have happened to her and the things that she's done. I think that's what holds her back, is that she's afraid that they might look at her and kind of just give her more of a hard time. So dreaming big and going to America and becoming a filmmaker, it's like, what are you thinking about? No, you have to become more realistic. I think that's the only reason why she was holding back. That's not the normal thing to do. They have to stay at home and they have to get married by the time they're 14 and 15. A lot of the Syrian girls don't have these kind of dreams, and a lot of them don't really see themselves as being able to follow these dreams because nobody trusts them or nobody supports them or nobody, you know, has faith in them like Laura did.
Later that day, we did hear back from Wala. She and our producer in Jordan recorded a second conversation in a local cafe. Walla said she felt more comfortable there speaking her mind.
We need to get rid of things like, you can't go out of the house because you're a girl. The thing that frustrates me is not just anyone who sees me and says, she's a refugee. Some people make you feel like you're one of them, but some people make you feel that you're less than them. You're just here using up our resources. Eat and sleep and that's all. But I started to see the world through my camera, and my camera became my world. The story that prompted this film is how I used to be afraid to share with people, how I used to be afraid of my family, people, society, and how they think. I was able to overcome this fear and this barrier. I broke the barrier of fear. I would like to say to all the girls, anything that you have suppressed and are not able to let out because of customs, traditions, family, you don't want to bring shame upon the family? Let it out. Talk about it. Find a way to express what's inside of you.
That 16-year-old Syrian filmmaker who uses the name Walla al-Alawi, speaking with us via translator Tasneem Togoj. Walla lives as a refugee in Erbid, Jordan. Her 5-minute autobiographical film has been shown at numerous international festivals. You can see it at PRI.org. You're with the world.